In the third month, Bayemazel Bomit Besina and Bayemazel. He said the Torah doesn't say which day it is, but the Gemara learns out that Hazah means Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, why Taka doesn't the Torah clearly say what it is? So then he asked another question, what's the greatness of Matan Torah if there are many tzaddikim before Matan Torah? So what did Matan Torah accomplish? So he starts explaining the Aveda of Avram Avinu was Holech v'Nesea Negbo. He kept going higher and higher in the Ava. He went out of Mitzrayim, when he went out of limitations, he kept going higher and higher and higher. And through meditation to create the level of love. He says, the Aved of the Jew is to create the meditation. What's the meditation that creates love? So he says, Baruch Shama Vaya Ilam, one word, the whole universe became created. And as far as it is, and that's only Mimala Kol Almin, and that, you know, all that stuff to be meditating. But then he said, the last thing he says, that shame, a name, is also only a slight ha'ara, but you call the whole person, turns to you through the name. Okay, so he says now, Achim Kolzeh, about probably 15 lines in the bottom of the first column. Achim Kolzeh, nevertheless, even when you meditate into all these things, Ein Zale Bechina Ziv, it's only a ray. There's only a speech of Hashem, which is only the ray of Hashem. But Hashem himself, Ram Venisa, is completely exalted, infinitely greater, which is the level of Seviv Kol Almin, in the level of the encompassing level, the infinite level of Hashem, that in that level, Milo Mata Shavrim Lefanim, there is no higher or lower. In the level of infinite, the highest number and the lowest number are all the same. All these differences that we spoke about, there's heaven and earth and the seven heavens and the distances and all that, that's in all in the realm of the limited level of Hashem. We have higher and lower. The level of Sevi Kolam is even greater. There is no higher and lower because it's completely infinite. So he says, after you meditate into Mamala Kolamin and into Sevi Kolamin, Tish Becha Nefesh Shalcheka Via Mamish, the nefesh is going to spill itself back to the father, that it should have this longing and desire to be mamish, but to only Hashem. This is what the pasuk says. Hashem tells the Jews, I am Hashem, I haven't changed. Okay, he says, and you, the children of Yaakov, lechalisim. Simply it means like this. I am Hashem who never changed, and you, the children of Yaakov, never became extinct. Okay, but he says, what does it mean? A much deeper level. Pirish ha-Navi, matmal Yisrael, the Navi is wondering at the Eden like this. Hari ani, avayelei shenisi, if I'm such a great level of Hashem, you know, this infinite great level of Hashem, not simply the puzzle means I'm Hashem that's super great and you guys are still here, you never, you know, extinct. But he says no, the question if ani violation is, so if so, why didn't you have a klesa nefesh, why didn't you have a longing to me? He's not saying the greatness of the Jews that they never extinct. He says, why aren't you longing to me? So what's the answer to the question? What is what's blocking the nefesh from this level of bittul? What does it mean? Meaning, even when a person meditates into the greatness of Hashem, that I haven't changed. And not every Jew merits to the level of Avram Avinu, who was completely bottled. Like we learned, he was a Merkava, a chariot completely bottled to Hashem. So the question is, why doesn't every Jew have this bittul if they do meditation? The answer is, Asibi Chalishas Kercha Nefesh. It's because of the weakness of the nefesh. Shame bekeicha lotzis ben atekamasu. It can't get out of its limitations. In other words, Avram Avinu, Vayal Avram Mitzrayim, Avram Avinu left Egypt. He went out of his limitations. Therefore, the Nefesh had this strong longing to Hashem in a way that he wanted to be, was taka bottled to Hashem. By us, it's Leichalisim. We don't have this place of Nefesh. We don't have the longing of the Nefesh. We might think all about the greatness of Hashem and meditate deeply, but we're still stuck in Golos. Because we still come first. And like it says, Masha Kosh, like the Pasuk says, Koshul Ba'avayni Koyach. My power became weakened with my sins. Shaydei O'avayni Suavedis, Nirchshol V'nislachish Koyach HaNefesh. The Nefesh becomes weaker. What weakens the Nefesh is Ban to Hashem. Avedis, because Avedis separate you, cut us off from Hashem. It separates the Yidden and Hashem. It doesn't only mean sin. Even if you don't sin, but you're a magushim, a vergrepte mensch, meaning gashmi is a guf v'chumriyusi, the physical of the body, the coarseness of the body. Ushenasa mosach mavdil. There would be a curtain of separation. Shua meitzer ugvo, which is the boundary limitation, shemag bolu malbish es hanefesh, that would limit and dress the nefesh, ad shemerida limoshech acharel, to be drawn after it. They tell Yechsidim years ago, they said they don't want to be involved in eating and sleeping, and they did minimal. They couldn't care less about the world. And they said, because how in the world are we going to be able to understand the word of Chassidus if we're so coarse? If we're eating and drinking and into the stuff and money and all that, he said, how in the world can we, how can such a low thing understand Chassidus? So they used not torture themselves, Chas V'Shalom, that was against the Baal Shem Tov. But they were so uninto world, eating into, you know, it just didn't mean anything to them because they wanted to understand the word of Chassidus. Understand and feel.
They were angels?
No.
They were not,
they said. They were completely dissociated from Gashmias. And no, but they said the reason is, how do you expect that we can understand the word of Chassidus?
So what is the difference between that and the guy who goes on the mountain?
Yeah, but his God is not the one we're meditating about. It's a different God. Yeah, but it's a different God than what we have. I mean, not that it's a different God, but their understanding of God is way different than ours.
And they don't do anything, they just meditate.
No, the meditation has to bring to action. No, the physical of into food, into this, they did what they had to physically, but the meditation, if it doesn't bring into action, is worthless. The Rebbe Rashab in Kuntas Yitzchayim, I think it is, says very sharp expressions about a person who learns Chassidus for the intellect of it, for the haskalah of it. Very, very sharp. He should have never been born. He this and that. Because the whole purpose of the meditation and understanding of Chassidus is that it should come down into good midos and into Torah mitzvahs. So that meditation could be great meditation. First of all, again, it's a different God than we have. But also, they don't do any actions. It's total seichel. There's no midas and there's no machshava divrei ma'aseh of kedusha. Tell your spouse or tell your kids that I love you so much, I'm going to meditate about you a whole day. That's where it starts and ends. See how far that gets you. And then the person will say, what do you want? I think about you a whole day. Think about you a whole day. No. What does that help? So he says, and then it's impossible to go out of it because you're so sunken deeply, you need somebody else to pull you out. Balzen Namavateros Sony Avisenu. Hainu Midas Ava Viyiro Vavram Midas Ava. Okay? So he says like this. The Al Rebbe asked a question at the beginning of the Maimer. Why did you need Matan Torah if there was Sadiqim like Avram Yisro Kanyakov? So he explains that Avram Avinu's level was so great that he actually had his brain in this and he went out of his boundaries. But we don't go out of our boundaries. We can meditate and it doesn't go anywhere. So therefore we need Matan Torah. Therefore for us we need Matan Torah. Avram Avinu obviously didn't need Matan Torah. Right? Avram Avinu was put in a dead generation that they didn't need Matan Torah yet. Yes. Because he's Avinu. And they did great stuff. But his Aveda was only Atshedesh and Ivroim, only to the highest source of creation. He didn't reach Beirei. Matan Torah reached Beirei. This is the purpose Torah was given to the Yidden. Shateira nikra oiz. Torah is called strength. Hashem oiz la'ama yitin Torah. Shinesen is koyach ve'ezel nefeshulikis. What does Torah do? What does Matan Torah do? It gives strength to the nefeshulikis. Lizgaber al chumnis haguf. To overcome the mundane coarseness of the body. Ve'nefesh habamis. Ve'gasusam and its thickness. Lotzis mimizker osin. To go out if it's locked to imprisonment. Okay? What does the Pasuk say? Hashem oiz lama yitin. Right? Hashem gave his strength, meaning Torah to the people, and he blessed us with shalom. What's the connection between oiz and shalom? So he says, Ka'idei ha-Torah shenikra oiz nasa b'shalom, pirut b'shalom. Hashem oiz lama yitin through Torah. Hashem yivarech esamei b'shalom, b'shalom. Two levels of shalom. Matan Torah accomplishes two levels. What's the two levels of shalom? Eis is shalom, the Medrash says. Eis is shalom, pamalya shalmailo, pamalya shalmata. It makes peace between the higher worlds and the lower worlds. Shalom hainu, what does it mean, shalom? Shalom also doesn't only mean peace. Shalom means shlemus, completeness. If you're only a half, you're incomplete. Shalom makes the completeness between the, that's what peace means. You become one with the thing you're piecing with. B'shalem abeisavi. Well, yeah, same concept. But that Alter Rebbe says in Parsha Vayetze Teirah. Now we're in B'shalach. Hainu is gash pamay shall might hainu pchinas gili urin tov baruchu benefesh ulikis. What is the peace of above? That the level of power and might of the nefesh ulikis, the ishurum yuchedis bepchinas bitul mamish. That the nefesh ulikis becomes one with Hashem. That's making peace. Lemaila and pamay shall mata. Hainu, ha'odas kechas nefesh ulikis amlu bevish beguf and nefesh abamis. See, it says like this. What's the two levels of peace? Upstairs and downstairs. Upstairs is that the nefesh ulikis becomes a closer bond with Hashem. Because as great as the nefesh is, Hashem is still greater. And then Pamaya Shamata is the peace that level of the neshama influences the body in Nefesh Abamis. But in order for the Nefesh Olekis to influence down here, you got to become stronger. If you're weak up there, you can't do anything down here. We're not talking about Gashmis up there.
The stronger
the Nefesh Olekis. The nefesh of the kiss's power to overcome the nefesh abamis is comes from that double. That's the level of Torah. So, in other words, what does Torah accomplish? Normally, through his brain, and it's a person so coarse and grub and everything, he has no ability, like Avraham Avinu, to get out of his imprisonment. So Torah gives us the strength, it makes peace, it means the neshama becomes greater. And therefore, down here, the neshama has a stronger power to influence the nefesh habamis, to take it out of Mitzrayim. Upamayu shamata inohodas keich nefesh ulikis. Ham lubeshes beguf nefesh habamis. That the nefesh el babis and the body should not block the power of the nefesh ulikis. They should all agree. Umetartzim and want of transforming darkness to evil. So you want to know that the Rebbe says why Matan Torah was given? Because Avraham Avinu was able to do it. We don't have the ability to get out of here. So Torah gives us the koyach for the nefesh olikis to overcome the nefesh habamis. We find that it still doesn't work because we choose not to. In other words, in essence, Torah gave the person the ability to overcome all aspects. Huh? Yeah, but we can choose not to use the tool or to use it the wrong way. In other words, sometimes you might need a hammer, but instead you're using a screwdriver to screw it, the thing, and you can't because you have the wrong tool. So you have to know how to use the tool. Not only which tool to use, meaning, i.e., which part of Torah to use, you have to know how to use it the right way. Yeah. Kateda nikra eiz teshia. Teda is called eiz, and it's also called teshia. What does teshia mean? Not only salvation. Teshia means touches. It weakens the power of the nefesh habamis. Nikra gamkin teshia. Shematesh is keach ha-sitra achr shemitzad ha-guf. It weakens the keach, ha-sitra achr. In other words, what does Teda do? Teda is called power to the nefesh lekis. And teshia means it weakens the nefesh habamis in the guf. So once this is strong and this is weaker, automatically you can win the battle. Shemitzad haguf kilei milayim yamas. Kshazeh comes a nefam. Okay? Because when this one gets up, this one gets weaker. So the stronger kedusha is, the weaker klipa is. But now the Alter Rebbe says, Ach lahov in keitzed hu da'oei shol teira. Now the question is like this. How does Torah do it though? Because Alter Rebbe is going to ask, Torah deals with physical objects. Torah also comes into Gashmias. If Torah comes into Gashmias, where does the Torah have the ability to strengthen the Nefesh Olekis and weaken the Nefesh Habamis? Okay, So now the question is like this. We're saying the nefesh ulikis is weak because it comes into a guf and nefesh habamis. But Torah does too. Torah also deals with liars and thieves and gashmis and all that. So where does the koyach come from? So he says, Omna meaning that it's known, ki mokir at Torah v'yiseidah. Bahari Kedesh Elyon, what is the source of Torah? Earnings of Baruch Hu Ba'atmi, Chvedu V'atmi, Sefi Kolam, Ani Yavai L'Shinisi, Kabos Kulu, Araisi Kudshbichu Kulachat. In other words, yes, Torah comes into Gashmistic of things. Yes, Torah is Chochmah Sishol Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a lower level of Torah. The ultimate level of Torah is the Torah, the way the Eibishter and Torah.
Isn't the whole idea for Torah is to come to
Gashmias? Yeah. That's what Matan Torah accomplished. But when what connects and gives the Jew the koyach to strengthen the nefesh of the kids and weaken the nefesh habamis is the essence of Torah that a person brings down when they learn it. And that level of Torah is not dealing with Gashmias. That level of Torah is the essence of Hashem. Like we said, Torah has a lot of different aspects to it. Yeah, Torah is called bread. Torah is called water. Torah is called fire. Torah is called given, gift. Torah is called inheritance. Torah is called buying. Lekachtev Nasati Lechem, right? Then you have Torah is called Chochmah Tzishal HaKadosh Baruch. Then you have the Torah the way it is, Shashuya Melech. It's the toy, Hashem's toy. Shakarish Baruch Mishasheh B'Itei B'chol Yein. Measures Hashem plays with Torah all day.
But he plays with us all day.
Now, though with us he makes fun of. Plays with Torah. What does he mean he plays with Torah? Hashem doesn't sit down on the floor with a choo-choo train and call Torah and play Torah. What does it mean? It's Hashem's toy. Toy represents tainuk. Pleasure, enjoyment. That's much higher than seichel. In other words, what the Medrash means, yeah, there's different aspects of Torah. There's the way Torah comes into Gashmis. Then there's a chochmah of Torah that deals in Ruchnias. Like you said, two people fighting over a talis means two neshamas fighting over a mitzvah. But that's also chochmah of Shalkadosh Baruch Hu. That's also the level of chochmah. Not Gashmis dika chochmah, Ruchnias dika chochmah. But it's all chochmah. Then you have an aspect of Torah, which is Hashem's toy. What do you mean? Tainug, you know, you have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay, yechidi. You have midas, seichel, ratzon, tainug. Tainug is yechida. Because tainug is one with the person. The level of Torah that the Medrash calls it, Hashem playing with it, means Hashem is, that's the level of Torah, which is the essence of Hashem. That's not in Gashmistic of things.
But we learn.
That aspect of Torah. But in that aspect of Torah lies the essence of Torah. That's what gives the strength of the person.
Within the lower life.
Yep. Let's see it inside. Vine ik kabala satera mashakos basera my modis. Vaidabir alukim es kolad vanuma eila lamer. In this week's parsha, yeah, the Pasuk's opening into the Sersa Dibris, it says Hashem spoke all those words lamer. Now, the lucheda milis lamer ein lo havana has no understanding at all. All the mefarshim ask this. When you have in Chumash, vaidabir Hashem o meisha lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe. What does Lamer mean? Give it over to the Jews. Right? Lamer means give it over to the Jews. Here, by Matan Torah, every single Nisham, every single Jew was there. Not only that generation, because the Rabbi Lazar says, every Nisham of all future generations, even the Nisham of Halachic Gedim, were present in Matan Torah. So what's Lamer? Who did he repeating? Everybody heard it. Repeat it to whom? He said, "Ain a kamo kol lemer shebemikra." It's not at all similar to any lemer of chumash. Shapirish lemer means luzulasi. Mag meshein kaser said dibris yafshel lefarish kachi ken. Explain lemer means to tell it over. Shaykol yisrael shamu panim bepanim dibra Hashem yashne pei vesher sheyashne pei. So what does lemer mean? So he says, what does it mean? He says, "Ach pidishu lemer uledabes kol divrei ha'Torah." Lemer means to give over the words of Torah, which was already given l'meishim Sinai. K'mel ki kol mikra mishna loch agad. Everything was told to Meishim of Sinai. Agam sha'amru b'gemara huzkur shemis tanoim v'amiroim shama alochazu. Like Beishamai says. Now the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. Basically, lemer means give over the essence of Torah. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Now he's just elaborating on this in passing. So if it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, so what does it mean Beishamai says? What does it mean Rabbi Meir said? What does it mean Rabbi Kiva said? Hashem said it. Wouldn't mean Rabbi Meir said it. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. He says, Hanu dvar Hashem zu alosh shenem lemesh sheyotzen mipi eisetane v'meiru. Like it says, Dvarish Yesamti Beficha. Okay? Like it says, the words I put in your mouth. Who puts the words in our mouth? Hashem. When a person talks, it says in the Pasuk, the Torah is speaking through him. It's not him. Beishamai is saying what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. He's just the one revealing it. Like we said, it's late, but There's a famous Maimer Chazal. Anything that a proper student will come up in Torah was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. That's a contradiction within itself. If it's a Chiddush, then how could he say it was already given? And if it was already given, how could it be something new? It was already given. So the Rebbe explains that it was already given, but it was never revealed. The chiddush of this person, that he's revealing it now in this particular time. Rebbe said many times, every aspect in Torah has a time when it needs to be revealed. Even Minhagim, the Rebbe said, we find historically certain Minhagim that weren't known before, and then at a certain time, the Rabbeim or whatever it is, revealed that minig. Why didn't they reveal it earlier? The answer is because now, before, wasn't the time to reveal. That's custom. I mean, what comes to mind, it could be a million minhagim. The Rebbe revealed a lot of minhagim that were never known before. I'll give you an example. In Tavshin Lamed Vav, yeah, 1976, Purim, the Rebbe came out, everybody should wear a Ben Tam's Tefillah, from Bar Mitzvah. Yeah? When we were grew up, we didn't put on tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam at Bar Mitzvah. The minig in my days was, when you reached 18, we used to go into the Rebbe every year for our birthday, at 18, you wrote in, and then you tzatta, you wrote, should I begin putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? And the Rebbe would say, usually the Rebbe answered, Glei Chazar, yeah, it should be done. All of a sudden, Tavshin Lamevav, the Rebbe said, okay, you know, everybody from Bar Mitzvah. Why didn't he say that in Tavshin Yud? Why didn't the Friedrich Rebbe say that? Because before, they didn't have to put on a Ben Adam until 18. Now, the world, for whatever reason it is, or girls should ben schlicht, yeah? At the age of 3, yeah? Okay, the Rebbe writes, in Beis Harav they did it, in the Rebbe's houses of the Chassidim they used to do it, in the Litvisha place they did it. The reason they stopped, because they were so poor, they couldn't get oil or wax, so it was barely enough for the mothers to ben schlicht. Okay, whatever. So all of a sudden the Rebbe came out with a new campaign, girls on the age of 3 should start benching licht. Yeah? What happened until then? Why didn't it happen now to Rebbe's time, mid to Rebbe's time? In the Rebbe's time, until he revealed it. Because that aspect in Torah had to be revealed then, not earlier.